the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Coach, obviously, you know, it's been a tough week for you guys. What kind of things do you see on the field tonight that you guys have to correct for tomorrow?
I thought we played really good defensively. You know, I think we did a good job when we gave it two goals in the second half. You know, they did a good job trying to slow it down, and, you know, we tried to pick it up and get there. I mean, we're just really careless with the ball all day today. We threw it away without anybody on us and in the clear, and, you know, we gave it, we had chances, but we kept shooting ourselves in the foot all game, and, you know, that's the disappointing part. I think our upperclassmen got to do a better job. You know, they're supposed to be leaders, and we're not really leading by example on the offensive end. This isn't a defensive problem for us. This is an offensive problem that we got to figure out, and we're just not making the plays now to win the games.
Coach, you talked about the defense. If somebody would have told you you would allow eight goals going into a team that scored 18 in game last year, I think you would have been pretty happy with that coming into it.
Yeah, I mean, we gave up a few early that we weren't too happy with, but I think that, you know, we're playing better defensively. Ben's playing better, and it was a good bounce back game for him. And, you know, we gotta do things better on the offensive end that gives ourselves a chance. And our guys just aren't doing it right now.
Coach, offensively, how much of their struggles were caused by their goalie, Morrell? He got off to a really good start. He made three or four saves on low shots that looked like they were placed pretty well.
Well, I don't think it was really him. You know, he made some nice saves, obviously, but I think just, you know, we're not moving the ball well. We're not moving off the ball well. It's really not doing great offensively. We have to do a much better job, and we got to get the guys to buy into it, and we're trying.
Coach, how hard is it, you know, in any college sport, you know, you never get the same group back 2 years in a row. So how much of it is just, you know, fitting even one or two new parts into the offense?
Well, I don't think the offense is, we have a lot of guys that played for us in the past, you know. So, you know, we just got to do a better job. We got to move. We got to be tougher. We got to, the biggest thing is we got to be tougher, too. I just don't think we're being as tough as we need to be on the offensive end to score tough goals and right now. And, you know, we're missing a lot of easy ones. We're letting people off the hook as well. But, you know, we'll try to do our best. We'll still get better. We still have a lot of season to go, you know. So, and you got to tip your hat to Cabrini. They played very well. You know, they did a good job, and they got the W.
Coach, how much did you get to watch Cortland before your game, and what do you know about them for tomorrow?
We watched the whole game, and so we have an idea about what they're about. And so obviously they're going to be eager to go too. They don't think they played too well as well, you know, losing 14-8 today. So, you know, we got to bounce back. So it'll be a big game for both teams. I think they're 2-2 and 3 now, and we're 3-3. So it's a big game for both teams.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That was Mustangs head coach Paul Kendamene. He's going to step aside. We're going to bring in our player of the game, Kyle D'Onofrio. And Kyle, am I saying that right, Kyle?
Yeah. That's right.
They keep working on that with me. Kyle, two goals tonight. You now have seven on the season. I know it's a tough loss for you guys as a team, but how good does it feel for you getting more playing time and you're putting some balls in the back of the net early in the season?
It's a good feeling. You know, it's nice to be out on the field with everybody making plays, and I just think we need to work better together. I'm not saying I'm the only one that can make plays, but I think that we can all play a lot better together.
What was it like for you guys in the first half? The offense is struggling. You fall behind 5-0. It looked like as a team, everyone was trying to make the perfect pass instead of the easy pass. How does that become contagious in a game like this?
It's just once you go down 5-0 right away in the first, everyone, all the players are trying to make a play right away, like you were saying. And sometimes pushing the play right away just doesn't result in the goal, and just sloppy passing, all the stick work things, all the things Coach was talking about. We were just shooting ourselves in the foot.
Is it kind of one of those things you don't realize it's happening until it's too late?
Yeah, exactly. That's just how it seems like. We kind of ran out of time there. We had the momentum coming, and we just couldn't stick the last two.
Yeah, second half, you guys get it to 8-6 with 14-10 to go in the fourth. At that point, everyone on the sidelines had to be thinking, this is going to be our night again.
Yeah, we thought we were rolling there. Had some momentum. We should have canned some more shots. Goalie was playing well. It's just not our night, I guess.
What did you guys know about Cortland? Did you get to watch them play at all, or were you just focused on tonight?
I was pretty focused on tonight.
All right. Well, we will see you guys tomorrow. Should be a good game. Two teams, as Coach said, hungry for a win.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That was our player of the game, Kyle D'Onofrio. Two goals. He now has a career high 7 on the season.